This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm David Green. Good morning. The largest solar power plant of its kind is about to start up in California's Mojave Desert. The Ivanpah Solar Project will power about 140,000 homes and will be a boon to the state's renewable energy goals. But this was no slam dunk. California is now trying to bring conservationists and energy companies together to create a smoother path for projects in the future. From member station KQED, Lauren Summer has the story.
To get the best view of the Ivanpah Solar Project, you have to go up to the top of a 400-foot concrete tower. Below, close to 200,000 mirrors shimmer across a dry, dusty valley.
It's very exciting.
Dave Beaudoin is the construction manager for the $2 billion project, about an hour southwest of Las Vegas in California's Mojave Desert. Each mirror below is about the size of a garage door, and it's mounted on a pole so it can be pointed at the tower.
We can keep the sun's energy, the rays of the sun, targeted back to the solar tower.
So if these were all pointed at us right now,
it'd be very warm.
Warm? Try 1,000 degrees. This isn't the solar technology most of us think of, those dark panels on rooftops. These mirrors heat a giant boiler on top of this tower, where water turns into steam. Beaudoin says that steam powers a turbine, which makes electricity.
Now, this is definitely cutting edge. It's nothing that I've ever done before.
But it's been a bumpy road. It took years to get permits from almost a dozen state, federal, and local agencies. The project became political fodder after getting a federal loan guarantee, like the bankrupt solar company Solyndra. And then there's the desert tortoise.
I didn't have gray hairs before this project.
That's Doug Davis, Ivanpah's environmental compliance manager. He's looking at large mesh enclosures, what he calls tortoise head start.
Head Start facility is mainly for the small guys.
In all, developers found nearly 200 tortoises on site, many more than expected. Finding and relocating them has cost around $55,000 per tortoise. Critics like Eileen Anderson have watched closely.
I'm not a big fan of the super large projects.
Anderson is with the Center for Biological Diversity, one of the groups concerned about the loss of desert habitat. She says after California set a goal of getting a third of its electricity from renewable sources by 2020, there was a rush to build big solar farms in the desert.
Many of the projects, when they were first proposed and we would see the application, see where the map was, it was just like, oh, no, this is going to be a nightmare project.
But other environmental groups saw one reason to support big solar.
If you care about desert tortoises, you better care about climate change.
Carl Zakella is with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Without some large-scale renewable energy projects, we do not hit our climate goals. We do not replace fossil fuels with clean energy in this country.
These differing views created an uncomfortable debate, says Zakella, green versus green.
I think it has been tough. It's been personally painful. We are very good at stopping things. We aren't very good at building things.
In the end, environmental groups negotiated with the Ivanpah Project and others one by one to set aside nature preserves in the desert. Learning from this, the state is trying to head off future conflicts with a new plan. The idea is to divvy up the desert into renewable energy zones and zones that are off limits. Karen Douglas of the California Energy Commission says it's unusual to see all sides working together.
There is never any perfect consensus, but we've got an opportunity with this partnership to put in place, you know, what we really think of as the green print that will help us conserve our desert resources.
Douglas says other western states like Arizona and Nevada are taking on similar efforts. The Ivanpah Solar Project will come fully online by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Summer.